Welcome to the July 2022 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group. I hope that each of you have been enjoying the meditations, the jokes, the recipes, the exercises, the mind work on your member websites. If you have any challenge with accessing that, it's really easy. Be sure to contact me. And by the way, please know that you can always call me. If I don't answer live, just leave a message. We've got a really interesting support group gathering organized for you today. First of all, the announcement of what's up here at Parkinson's Recovery is the following. I have been talking for over a year with natural pharmacist Ross Pelton about being a guest on Parkinson's Recovery Radio Show to discuss something that he has been writing a book on, which was just published, called Can Rapamycin Be Helpful for Parkinson's Disease Patients? Now, it has taken a year for me to finally convince him. He wanted to publish his book first and then be a guest on the show. We're scheduled for this coming Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific time. Details will be put on your teleseminar member page. So be sure to connect in. If you can't listen to the program live or submit any questions in advance, of course, you can always listen to the recording later. So he'll be talking about what are the health benefits of taking rapamycin and studies that report rapamycin might benefit persons diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He's going to also talk about the kind of natural steps and methods you can take to rebalance your autophagy ratio, which really is another way of saying rebalancing the hormones in your body. I'm excited about this because, quite frankly, I don't know really very much at all about this as a possibility. Ross Pelton has been my mentor in many respects. He's always giving me a heads up about what are the new discoveries, the new possibilities, the new inventions and developments that can help persons diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. So be sure to listen to the interview or submit questions in advance, which I will be sure to follow up and ask him during my interview with him on Wednesday. So we have a couple of persons who called in. I want to check with you and see what's up. First is, we're really happy to see Bill. You've connected in here and just want to find out what's up with your stem cell study.
Hey, Robert. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Well, I went down to Houston to get another infusion of stem cells. It was right after the 4th of July. And I think it went pretty well. And unfortunately, the complication had nothing to do with them, but I got COVID somehow on the trip, probably from the plane to the airport or whatever.
Oh, no.
So I've been having fun with the COVID on top of Parkinson's, which is no treat.
So symptoms have been a lot of fatigue, I guess, and maybe some coughing.
Well, I think
congestion.
I probably got this latest variant, which one particular common thread is a super sore throat, which is not ever mentioned in the early days of it, but it's definitely a feature of this latest thing that's going around. The usual muscle ache. It's just kind of like having the flu, only a
right.
Real bad flu. So I'm having some difficulty assessing how effective the stem cells were because, I don't know, it was tamped down by dealing with COVID. But I'll keep an eye on it, of course, and assess how I'm doing based on what I can tell from previous visits, and then I go down again in September, so
what
they have to say about it.
Great. Well, Bill, I have to report that you're not alone. Not only did myself, but everyone in my family came down with the COVID variant. about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We had similar symptoms. The real challenge for me was a lot of fatigue. So when we talked about what's up with Parkinson's recovery this last month, well, we weren't able to accomplish a great deal because really the fatigue was really significant. I think in my particular county here in Washington, we have the highest incidence of people who are getting this. And everybody that I know, all my friends, all my contacts have gotten this, every family member. So it's as if I'm beginning to think, well, at the end, we're going to all be getting this one way or another.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, I think it's just a question of when. And hopefully you'll be in a place where you can rest and recover. And fortunately, right. This new variant is not creating the really, really serious chronic symptoms that some of the earlier ones did. So that's the good news.
All right. Yeah, that seems to be the consensus, that this is extremely contagious, but not as deadly as some of the earlier ones.
Right. I think that's got to be true, because when I look at all the people I know that have gotten it, I really have to say, I don't know of anybody who hasn't gotten it around where I live. So it must be really infectious.
It's just hard for anyone who has Parkinson's symptoms to have COVID symptoms on top of it, because there's some duplication there.
Right. Oh, goodness. Well, may your recovery unfold speedily.
Okay, and like I say, the stem cell thing is ongoing. I don't get any more infusions, but I go down for an assessment in September. And then I think I'm almost done at that point, but it's been an interesting experience.
Oh, it really sounds like it. And they'll tell you the results of the actual study for all the subjects at that point?
I think you're a researcher, so you probably know about this stuff, but I think they have to write it up first before they actually inform the participants what they got and when they got it and all that.
Oh, right, right.
So they have to write up the abstract and the results of the findings and submit it to wherever they submit it. And then at that point, people can be told, because that particular phase is over at that point.
Exactly. Well, I look forward to finding what the results are, as I know everybody else is.
I'll let you know.
Thank you, Bill, so much for connecting in and letting us know the progress on your quite fascinating stem cell study.
Sure thing.
And now we've got another guest who has some really fascinating information about a new frequency delivery device called the ITC device. Dr. Vana Paul is an individual who, in many respects, is introducing me to many of these new devices. So she'll give me a call and say, Robert, have you heard about this? And oftentimes my answer is, well, no, well, tell me about it. So she's got a really new and quite fascinating discovery and invention that she's now going to tell us all about. So, Vana, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about what you've now discovered as a new possibility for healing.
You're certainly welcome. Can you hear me?
We can all hear you. Yes, indeed.
I was so excited about telling you about this. I tried to do it yesterday.
We got the time.
I got my day mixed up, and I thought it was Sunday yesterday. But anyway, terahertz for wellness. If there's a way to heat the bones in the body, not while they're out of the body, but while they're in the body, then all diseases can be treated. So I have iTeraCare. It's a wand kind of thing. It looks like a hairdryer. And believe it or not, you turn it on and you just start blowing it just like it's a hairdryer. It reminds me of a hairdryer. I'm going to turn it on so you can hear it just a minute.
Oh, it sounds just like a hairdryer.
Put your ear up next to the ear and I'll blow on your ear. So what is iTeraCare? It comes in three different sizes. I have the least expensive one, but it's a wand that uses targeted frequencies that can penetrate the body, and it goes right through the skin with zero discomfort. Every cell in your body has a frequency measured in hertz, and that's what they're delivering. It has quartz in the thing that looks like a hair dryer, but it's not really a hair dryer. The electromagnetic waves of these terahertz range are currently used in medicine as a biophysical factor for the correction of several disorders. The disorder it treats for me is sometimes I have an achy back, and I start at the neck and blow that iTerraCarry wand. I blow it from the top of my neck down to my tailbone. And I do it by placing it on the counter, and I do some up and down exercises. Or you can have somebody blow the machine on your spine. So what is it? Well, it's radiant heat currently passed through a coiled type of element, creating both radiant and infrared heat. It has optical quartz in it, and it has, and these, and the, as infrared waves pass through the optical grade quartz tube, it excites the electrons and they begin to vibrate. So for me, it's helped increase my circulation. It's helped get rid of achy kneecap that I had before. I just blew it on my kneecap and it was better. So if you can heat a bone, you can treat it. Terahertz technology is a significant void of impulse impurities. The optical quartz tubes vibrates and generates terahertz frequencies. So it has convection current, whatever that means. They're generated and they force the radiant air from the fused quartz tube. It's a tube, as I said, it looks like a hairdryer. In fact, if you go to my website, you can see a picture of it. I have the red one. So it does transdermal delivery. If I'm blowing it on my waistline, it goes right through to my back. It goes right through my body. So I can do it. I can treat myself from the front or the back. And what I like about it is I can treat myself all together with this thing. So I have a hand that's got some stiff fingers on it. And I've had it for about 3, 4, or 5 years. And I noticed that since I've been blowing this iTerry on my hand, that I've been able to hold things bigger, like the handle of a basket, in a basket at a grocery store. So more and more my hand seems to be, the bones in my hand seem to be better off. So I couldn't get this iTerry. I couldn't get it quick enough so I could start blowing it on my body parts. But they give you all the different ideas of where your acupressure or acupuncture points are, and they give you instructions on how to blow them. So if you go to this website I'm going to give you, you can see a man, about the third video down, you can see a man getting the iTerry introduced to his spine. So the website is ITC, iTerry Care, ITC device. device.com, iTerryDevice.com. Do I need to repeat that again?
Yes, and do it a little slower, Vonna.
I as in India, T as in Tom, C as in cat, ITC, I stands for iTerraC. Okay, and then you say ITC device, device, www.terahertz.com. I found the website to be very informative, and there's other things I would share with you. Before you order it, though, just give me a call. You might ask, well, how much is it? Well, the red one is $350. And this comes from China, and it's not very well known. It's just been recently introduced in the United States, and not very many people know about it. And that's the reason I can call up famous people like Robert Rogers and say, have you heard of it?
No.
He says, no, I've never heard of it. I was on the line this morning with a homeowner passed, and I asked her if she'd heard of such and such. She said, no, I haven't. I was on the line yesterday with a chiropractor, and she and I have been exchanging a lot of things to do with sound and that kind of thing. She was very eager to know more about it. Even when she was driving her car, she did not mind writing down the website.
Oh, great. How did you find out about this?
From a doctor. So any questions?
So is there any research that has used this device for any kind of symptoms or illnesses?
Yes. I'd say yes, but did you go to my website?
I have, yes, but I'm not sure everybody who's listening can do that right now. So.
Well, why can't everybody go to it right now? They just stop to it.
I know. Why can't everybody do it right now?
They just write it down. They can put it down.
Right.
But I also have a program that I would be glad to share with them, which shows going to different body parts and how to treat them. For instance, it's good when you're treating. It emits what looks like a blue light from the end of the tube. I'm not asking that. Please don't stare into it, but this is good for treating eyes. It's good for treating down to toenails, as far as I would imagine. I was just kidding about the toenail thing.
Well, what about Parkinson's symptoms? Is there anything specific with regard to Parkinson's symptoms and the research evidence that they've collected?
I have no idea. I don't think it's been around that long.
So we're talking about something that's really new.
It is new, but what it has done for me is, more often than not, as I'm getting ready for bed or have done the dishes, I bend over to do the dishes over the sink, or I bend over the sink to brush my teeth. And while I'm doing that, I'm griping at myself because my back is stiff and achy. But what I do before I go to bed is I have this eye tear, he said, in a particular position where it blows on my back. And then when I go in there to brush my teeth, I don't have any pain in my back. And that's what happened to me. I can't tell people what's going to happen to them. But what you can also do is put water in a glass, not a plastic bottle, but a glass, and shine it, blow the eye tear on it, and it makes the water drops closer together, which is easier to go. The system is more therapeutic to drink the nice water. And to me, it made my water much more satiating. Satiating, I mean, I could better digest it, and I just felt like I was more satisfied when I drank the water from the eye terry. You don't need to put it very long either. But I love the water. I can tell the difference when I have taken up some water in a bottle or a glass that did not have it.
Oh.
I will think of 50,000 things I want to mention once I get off the line.
Of course. Well, who invented this?
Well, you can look in, I think, the ITC thing mentioned too. It's a guy from China.
Oh.
I I don't know whether he's in this book or that one.
So the product, it sounds like, is actually manufactured in China?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, that's
and when you look at the ITC website I'm going to give you, there are three blowers. One is classic, and the next one up is premium, and the highest one up is the pro. And number one is the one I have. But I think I'm tempted to get the number two premium.
What's the advantage of getting the higher rated and more costly devices?
Well, you get a quieter machine. You also get a stronger machine.
Oh.
And one way or another, I like either one or the other. I think that the white one, I'm not sure exactly what it is. I think it's in a $1,000 range. And the gray one is even more expensive than that. That's the most expensive, but...
But this is a one-time purchase. You don't have to have a monthly subscription.
No, you don't have to, but the website that I subscribe to, the one that you're going to see, I pay for that, which is around $29 or something like that. But if I get other people to... I am an affiliate with this, so... But that's not important to me. What's important to me is being treated myself and also being able to help other people.
You mentioned a little earlier, well, people can call and get a little more information about this device if they're interested in ordering it. What's your telephone number?
609-533-1116. That's a New Jersey line, but that's my cell phone that I use for my business. They can send me a text or send me, but they need to identify themselves and let me know who they are.
It appears then that this device gets at the core of healing, so it's not really intended to address any specific symptoms, but rather it can get at the ability of the body to rejuvenate and regenerate itself.
Yeah.
Would that be a fair summary?
Yes. Other than the fact that I look forward to getting my spine treated.
Really?
My leg, just in, as far as I can tell from me, it improves my circulation. It has quartz in it. Let me see. Yeah. I'm looking at a book that there's certain ways that they tell you to put the nozzle, make it go clockwise versus counterclockwise.
So I'm guessing this might be really useful for persons who have arthritis.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. I would say my hand is comparable to having arthritis. My hand is has been in a permanent position where it looks like you're waving bye-bye when you hold your arm up.
Right.
But it seems like it's been able to better to open. And from my thumb to my pointing finger, I've always been close, like I can't get it apart.
Oh.
Because it's been sort of stuck.
Well, I'm thinking...
But like I said, now I can get it apart.
Cool.
And I blow on the back palm of my hand and let the air roll. So I think a treatment of time will help it. And one other thing, I used to have a lot of prickly, tingly feeling in my hand. It seems like I have a lot less prickly, tingly feeling. I can feel my fingers.
Cool.
So that's what it did for me. I can't tell any of you guys what it'll do for you. I'm going to be going to Australia in a little while with my husband because I have a son that lives over there. And you better believe I'm taking my Aunt Terry with me.
Right.
I don't care if they try to take it away from me. I'm going to totally object.
Well, it does sound to me like, given the report of how it's been useful for you personally, that individuals who have a lot of tightness and restriction and are challenged with their mobility might find this to be a really useful therapy.
Yeah. Well, it definitely goes all the way through your body when you point it in that direction.
Right. Well, how interesting.
So it's called I, Terra. This is a classic one that I have. And feel free to call my number at 609-533-1116. And if you want to email me, you're glad to do that, too. It's Vonna1. V as in vodka. I hope you don't mind me using vodka.
No.
Lot less boring than Victor.
Right.
V as in vodka. A. U-N-A, Bono, 1, like the number 1, at AOL.com.
And one more time, that phone number is?
609-533-1116. It's a New Jersey number, but I'm located in Texas.
So everyone, give Bono a call to discover more about this new invention, this new device. We are dedicated here at Parkinson's Recovery to identify all of these new inventions, these new possibilities for healing. This is obviously one of them. There's not obviously much evidence out there since it's so new. But if you're the kind of person that's called to give this a spin and give it a try, it's not that expensive. Please call Vonna. Let's see if we can get some people using this and get some more feedback and results. It may be, it really is something that can help individuals with the symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease tremendously. So, Vonna, thank you so much for letting me know about this device, and I really look forward to discovering more about it myself and finding out what other people have experienced as well, including you.
I'll let you know today, yesterday, and tomorrow, and I'll let you know that if you can heat a bone, then you can make it well. You can make it feel healthy.
Sounds great. You know, it really doesn't sound like it could be any better than that. So
I'm talking about bones. I know this joke about this lady that wanted to weigh her baby, so she took it into the butcher shop, and she said, "How much is my baby weigh?" And the butcher put it up on the scales, and he said, "That's 12 pounds, bones and all." So when I'm talking about your bones, these are the bones that are in your body.
Right, not out of your body.
Right.
Right. Vonna, thanks so much for this discovery and for telling us all about your experience with it and making yourself available to help people acquire this who are interested in using this for healing.
I'll be glad to.
Thank you so much.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the, you guessed it, Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you have connected into this quite interesting presentation today by not only Bill but Dr. Powell, that you indeed are traveling down the road to recovery in your own time, making your own choices, and using your own good instinct and intuition as to what would be the best choices for you to be able to gain full health and wellness. Thanks so much for being a member of Parkinson's Recovery. Your support helps to provide all the many free services that we offer here and have done so for now a whole 20 decades. Thanks so much. We look forward to connecting with you next month, last Sunday of August, for our next monthly Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering.